Hello out there in Radio Land. This is Chuck Shaden with Recollections at 50. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear as we tune in to a few nostalgic moments from a half century of Those Were the Days programs. Shortly before my 30th anniversary broadcast in 2000, I received an audio tape from program volunteer Mary Little and members of the West Suburban group of the Those Were the Days radio players. Mary had written an original script based on a vintage radio program. It was performed and recorded by the players, who intended it to be a gift to mark the occasion. I was delighted to receive it and quickly decided to use it as one of our on-the-air teaser openings before our milestone broadcast. I'll share it with you again. WNIB announcer Miller Peters opens the program.
You're listening to Classical 97, WNIB Chicago, and WNIZ Zion. The time is now 1 p.m., and we are extremely pleased and proud to present the 30th anniversary of Those Were the Days with Chuck Shaden.
And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade, written by Mary Cooper and based on characters created by Paul Reimer. Well, sir, it's late Saturday morning as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block, and in the living room we find son Rush Gook looking on while his father, Victor Gook, who's all dressed up, is fixing his tie as wife Sade notices and says,
"What you getting all gussied up for, Vic?"
"I thought I'd go down to the museum today."
"You going to a museum, Gov?"
"Uh-huh. Sadie, how's this tie?"
"Are those little cathedral radios all over your tie?"
"Uh-huh. I just bought it because I'm going to the Museum of Broadcast Communications this afternoon."
"Can I go?"
"Hush, Rush. What's going on there?"
"I've been invited to the 30th anniversary party for my friend, Chuck Shaden."
"Chuck who?"
"Chuck Shaden. You know, the fellow who plays old-time radio shows on the radio every Saturday afternoon."
"Oh, yes. Ruthie and Fred Stembottom listen to him. I prefer listening to the ball game on Saturday afternoon."
"I didn't know this fellow on the radio was a friend of yours, Gov."
"Well, sort of. I met him once."
"You never told me."
"I must have forgot. Anyway, I met Chuck Shaden at the moving picture show during a Jack Benny picture. I bumped into him in the popcorn line. You know, he eats popcorn just like regular people."
"Does he drink soda pop with his popcorn like regular people?"
"I didn't notice. All I saw was a friendly, down-to-earth fella who didn't act like he was a big radio star."
"You suppose he puts his pants on one leg at a time like regular people?"
"That's enough of that, Lert. Just because I was invited to the anniversary party, you both don't have to be jealous."
"Jealous?"
"Yes, jealous."
"I don't care about some party for some muckety-muck I don't even listen to. How did you get invited to this here shindig at the museum anyway?"
"Chuck invited me."
"At the movies when you saw him in the popcorn line?"
"No, he invited me over the radio."
"You mean he said your name over the radio?"
"Well, no. You see, he extended an invitation to the 30th anniversary party to all his listeners. I'm a listener, so he invited me."
"So it's going to be like a big open house at the museum."
"I don't know, but if Chuck wants me there, then I'm going to be there."
"Think he'll remember you?"
"Probably not, but a party's a party."
"Hello? Anybody to home?"
"In here, Uncle Fletcher."
"Hi, Vic, Sadie, Rush."
"Hi, Uncle Fletcher."
"Hello."
"What brings you here, Uncle Fletcher?"
"That fella on the radio, Chuck Shaden, is having a 30th anniversary party at the museum. I'm on my way there now."
"That's Chuck Shaden, Uncle Fletcher."
"Fine. I sure am looking forward to seeing Chuck Shaden today."
"Vic's going too, Uncle Fletcher."
"Vic's going where?"
"To Chuck Shaden. I mean Chuck Shaden's party."
"Chuck Shaden has been on the radio for 30 years, if you can believe it. It all started at a 5,000-watt radio station in Evanston, Illinois."
"Uncle Fletcher, Vic'll go with you if you want."
"Then he switched to a classical music station in Chicago, Illinois."
"Thunder. Think he's going to tell us all Chuck Shaden's entire broadcast history?
Hush, Vic.
Then he started playing old-time radio shows in the morning. And then at night, I guess he couldn't decide when to play him.
Uncle Fletcher, shouldn't you be on your way now?
I remember taking a train trip with Chuck Shandon once to Waukegan, Illinois. He had invited his listeners to go with him on a Jack Benny trip. You know how much it cost, Sadie?
I'm sure I couldn't say.
$39. And do you know what the $39 got us? A comfortable trip on the train to Waukegan, Illinois to see Jack Benny Junior High School. Then we went inside where we ate lunch in the cafeteria. Do you know what they served us for lunch, Vic?
Sandwiches and coffee?
Grape Dutch Flakes and Canada Dry ginger ale.
Sounds more like breakfast to me.
Then Chuck Shandon had a contest in the gym for the best Jell-O commercial. You remember, Sadie, 5 delicious flavors?
Well, that's 6 delicious flavors, Uncle Fletcher.
What's that, Sadie?
I said it's 6 delicious flavors. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime.
I never liked lime, so I never counted it as a delicious flavor. Anyway, since I eat Jell-O, except for the lime flavor, I entered the Jell-O contest for the best commercial, but I didn't win. Some lame brain singing quartet walked off with the prize. Then we watched a Jack Benny movie.
Which one?
To Be or Not to Be. That was a Jack Benny movie we watched in the gym of Jack Benny Junior High School in Waukegan, Illinois.
Uncle Fletcher, don't you have to be going now?
You mean to Chuck Shandon's party?
That's right. We'll see you later.
You know, Sadie, Chuck Shandon has been on the radio for 30 years, if you can believe it.
Goodbye, Uncle Fletcher.
I better go now before they run out of food. Maybe you can give me a sandwich, Sadie, honey, just in case.
I'm sure that won't be necessary if you leave now. Goodbye, Uncle Fletcher.
If they run out of food, I'll be back. Goodbye, Vic, Rush, Sadie.
Goodbye, Uncle Fletcher. You suppose Chuck Shandon is a friend of Uncle Fletcher's, too?
No. But I'll bet Chuck Shandon is.
At least Uncle Fletcher didn't claim to be his friend.
Well, I can pronounce his name.
Uncle Fletcher's just going for the free food.
Is that why you're going, Vic?
Of course not. I'm offended that you would think such a thing, Sade.
Uh-huh. What else are they going to have at this clam bake?
Oh, well, in the past, Chuck Shaden's alma mater, Steinmetz High School, has supplied a big anniversary cake.
Oh, so you're all going to sit around feeding your faces?
Sounds good to me.
No, of course not. We'll be watching Chuck's radio program, and we'll get to...
What's there to watch? Don't he just play old-time radio shows?
Yes, but we'll get to see him announce the shows.
Oh, that'll be fun.
And I'll be able to converse with fellow old-time radio fans.
And you can always look at stuff in the museum. What have they got there anyway, Gov?
Oh, Jack Benny's vault in Fibber McGee's closet.
Don't sound that exciting to me.
Well, if you had an interest, it would.
You better be going if you don't want to miss out on any cake.
I told you I'm not going for the food. But if you insist, I'll get my hat and be off, and I'll give Chuck Shaden your regards.
Telephone's ringing.
I'll get it. Hello? Oh, Ruthie, how are you, lady? Oh, we're all just dandy. Oh, I think he forgot all about it. Well, thanks for calling, dear. Goodbye.
What did I forget?
Ruthie said Fred told her to call me to remind you that one of your Sky Brothers in the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way will be calling you this afternoon as part of a telephone chain.
I forgot about that. We were told at the last meeting to be prepared to pass along an important message to our Sky Brothers about a convention change.
Oh, I can take a message for you.
Nope, it's top secret.
Uh-huh. So you're going to miss Chuck Shaden's 30th anniversary party that you've been looking forward to all day just to sit at home and wait for a telephone message to pass along?
Sometimes we Sky Brothers have to make sacrifices.
Can I go to the party instead, Mom?
Why do you want to go?
I'm interested in cultural things like going to museums. Besides, maybe there's some free money in Jack Benny's vault.
I don't know about that, but maybe you can keep Uncle Fletcher company. Here's money for carfare. Now run along.
Thanks, Mom. Maybe I can catch up with Uncle Fletcher.
Well, I guess I'll have to listen to the party on Chuck's show today.
From what you told me, you probably won't be missing much.
I sure was looking forward to having a piece of that cake.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And don't forget to listen to Vic and Sade the next time. Vic was played by Fritz Michaelis, Sade by Karen Skillman, Rush by David Condon, and Uncle Fletcher by Ken Alexander. And I'm Jed Skillman. Happy 30th anniversary, Chuck, from the West Suburban group of the Those Were the Days radio players.
A very nice way, I thought, to celebrate our 30th anniversary broadcast in 2000. And again, thanks to Mary Little and the West Suburban Those Were the Days radio players. I was very pleased and almost speechless when I first heard that parody. But several years later, I wasn't exactly speechless when Ken Alexander came across an ad for Walgreen drugstores in one of his old newspapers. It was a Chicago Daily News dated November 5th, 1948. Listen to this.
Walgreens has an ad here, way back in 1948. Something I noticed right away: there's no apostrophe in the Walgreens, no possessive between the N and the S. But here in the ad, there is. You see.
This was 1948, and they had Walgreen apostrophe S.
Yep.
And
there it
somewhere
is.
Between then and now, a group of advertising agency people sat around a gigantic boardroom table.
Yeah.
And pondered whether or not they should remove the apostrophe, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
They must have. They said, well, let's do it. Well, what will it mean? What will it mean? Will it mean any loss of sales? Will it mean more sales? What will it mean to the company?
It'll mean that 50 years from now, people will still be talking about that apostrophe on the radio.
That's right. Right? And people will say, who cares? People don't use apostrophes anyway where they're supposed to be.
That's right.
There's a whole bag of apostrophes out there that everybody has, and they put an apostrophe. I saw an apostrophe once on the door of a ladies' room, and it said L-A-D-I-E apostrophe S.
Uh-huh.
For ladies' room.
Yeah, I once saw one on a grocery store. It said eggs, E-G-G apostrophe S.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
You've just heard an apostrophe.
Okay.
Which is a name. Somebody on a stage will deliver a sort of a soliloquy to nobody in particular, and it's called an apostrophe. But which is
really?
Oh yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, that's that. Good. Now we know that. The Walgreens.
Well, wasn't a drugstore once called an apothecary?
Yeah, that's right. The chemist. They used to call them chemists. I think in England they call it a chemist.
Yeah. Okay.
But here we call the slogan was "You're always welcome at Walgreens. Drugs with a reputation."
Is there apostrophe on drugs?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
No, sir.
All right.
I'll read it.
What are their specials today?
Few items here on sale.
1948.
Friday and Saturday only.
Mm-hmm.
Ivory flakes, large box.
Apostrophe on flakes?
Hmm?
Pardon? Is apostrophe before they?
Oh, no, there's flakes? No apostrophe.
Right. Large box of ivory flakes.
Large box, limit 2, 31 cents.
Cents?
31 cents. No apostrophe there. No. Rubbing alcohol, pint size, 70% ethyl. 13 cents.
Okay.
Aspirin tablets, bottle of 100.
Tablets?
No apostrophe
okay.
there.
Okay.
Bottle of 100 aspirin tablets, 5 grain. Guess how much that was for 100 5 grain aspirin tablets?
49 cents.
6 cents.
6 cents?
That's Friday and Saturday only.
Oh, a special. Oh.
Yeah, these are all specials.
Oh, okay.
Now, here's some. You never see anybody light a cigarette or a pipe or a cigar with a match anymore, I don't think, but they all have lighters. Here's book matches.
Apostrophe?
No apostrophe there. A carton of 50 books.
Apostrophe?
No. 50 books of book matches.
Yeah.
That's 100. That's 50 books, limit 2. Anyway, 50 books, guess how much that... No, you get two of those. Two of those for how much, do you think?
A penny.
No, it couldn't be that
50
cheap.
Books of matches?
No, you get two. You get two for... That'd be 100 books of matches.
Oh.
Total, two for... 15 cents.
Wow.
And then
that whole investment goes up in smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Washcloths.
Apostrophe.
No, there's no washing, no apostrophe in there. There shouldn't be either. It's just a plural.
No, I'm just asking.
Not a possessive or contraction.
I wonder if they put that in there. Yeah.
No, they just in Walgreens.
Apostrophe.
These are soft cotton washcloths, 2 for 13 cents at Walgreens. Now, here's Bond's Clothing. Bond has an ad.
Whose clothing?
Bond. Bonds.
Oh, Bond. Oh, Bond or Bonds?
Well, it just says Bond. B-O-N-D.
Oh, okay.
Bond. James Bond.
Well, sometimes we, or I, carry things too far. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Recollections at 50. There's more to come in the weeks to come. This is Chuck Shaden. Thanks for listening.